We did put $75 million forward a couple of years ago on the Senate side for the construction of a new fast ferry, our new Alaska class ferry, not a fast ferry. And Governor Palin at the time pulled some of that money back, which was ludicrous in my opinion, because we had have the financial resources and the need for the boat. But we need another probably $60-70 million. DOT's got receipt authority in the STIP, but it's not in the budget itself. So we have to work on that as far as the political games involved. I would like to see the state just fund it out of the Treasury and have that additional $60-70 million and have that vessel constructed in Alaska. And then we're looking at probably two to maybe four of those ships. And if the good first one goes good, which I'm confident it will, then we can have the other ones constructed here. And we can create our own industrial base and create our own jobs with our marine highway system.
Governor Parnell had a funding plan for those that he just announced. If I might be getting the details wrong, but there were he had set aside some money for it. Can you kind of help me fill in the blanks here?
Well, what he's looking at doing was it's federal receipts and basically pulling federal receipts out of the future into today and doing it. That's one way of doing it. You know, you can do all kinds of financial maneuvers. But when you use federal money, then you have to deal with federal strings attached. And I think we need to have a discussion on why don't we take those federal receipts and do other projects with them, take cash, build our own ferry here in Alaska, and take those federal receipts from the Marine Highway targeted for that and put them into roads or some other venture that we can, or shoreside facilities, what have you. But give us the flexibility so we can create our own industrial base here in Alaska. When you look at the population changes in the state the last couple of decades, there's been a huge growth in Anchorage and Mat-Su, and coastal Alaska's either declined or stayed flat. And we'll see that in the next reapportionment after the census in 2010. You know, we need to at least stop the decline in our population, and it'd be nice to have some jobs for our kids and next generation so they don't have to leave. The ones that want to stay here would have work. But in order to do that, we've got to, you know, change some policies and drive that issue home. We haven't had any major construction projects as far as coming out of DOT expanding roads in 30 years in the state.
Do you, once the census is complete, what do you estimate the impact will be in terms of how Sitka and the surrounding communities are represented in the legislature?
Well, we're going to need my guess in Senate District A, and that's from Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, Port Alexander, and Pelican, and Kaufman Cove, and Thorne Bay, and we need 3,000-4,000 people.
It's more than what we have now,
right?
In order to maintain the districts, as
right,
they
that would be
are.
My guess, somewhere in there. So that means we pick up Metlakatla, we pick up Craig Klawak, we pick up Gustavus. Juneau might be about flat, but if Juneau doesn't expand, then that means there's a chance for Haines Skagway. You know, somewhere we've got to get physically larger.
And so I would imagine then that there would be, or I wonder, I guess, if there would be an impact on Southeast interests being heard in the legislature, given the amount of representation there.
Well, it all comes down in Juneau to votes. And if you got the votes, you vote. And if you don't have the votes, you either talk to you get the votes or you get run over. And quite frankly, we have a better chance of getting run over the less representation we have. We used to have a senator from Ketchikan, one from Juneau, one from Petersburg-Wrangell, one from Sitka, one from the outlying areas. And you go back in time, when we started the state, Southeast was the population center. And back in even territorial days, 30s and 40s, 50s, I mean, Southeast was where it's at. Now, I've got maps in my office in Juneau that don't even have Anchorage on them. So it doesn't go back that far.
This will be the first session, of course, with Governor Parnell in office. And I'm wondering if you think that the legislative environment will be different at all?
Oh, it's most likely different. You know, the head of the organization sets the tone. And quite frankly, it was a very sour tone in Juneau under the previous governor. The current governor, Parnell, has spent some time in the legislature, and he knows the process. and understands the state, and he's also interested in policy, where the previous governor wasn't interested in policy. You could not have a budget or a policy discussion with her. And the current governor is exactly opposite. He can have a policy discussion without his aides. So I think we're going to have a much better process. It'll be a much smarter political game in Juneau. He is, you know, he definitely knows the system. So I think we'll have a better outcome, quite frankly. We're going to have better policies in the end and a smoother process.